Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, CJ, and Bubble. I mean, no, it's not Bubble Boy. It
I'm
is a
Bubble Boy.
Cigar Boy.
It is a masked Casey the Tobacco
Well, there's
Nut.
There's no telling where these microphones have been.
Well, that is true.
And it's your birthday. That's even worse.
Yes, it is. It's way worse. It's kind of one of these things that just happen once a year. It does happen to be my birthday, and I kid you not. So, you know, I'm in kind of celebratory mood.
How do you feel, Greg?
Old.
I mean, you look great for 82.
Thank you.
How's the monkey heart holding up?
Well, you know, it's still beating, as far as I know.
Congratulations. You've yet to succumb to the ravages of time.
It's just a matter of, though.
It's coming, though. It's coming
hard.
It's coming hard.
If I get through this show, I'll just be...
Well, you know, one day at a time.
Right. One show at a time.
You're just lucky the horses of the four reapers all died before they got it here to your birthday.
This is true. This is so true. But look, it is my birthday today. And, the chances of this happening on show day are like 1 in 57.
Also, I'd like to say, in honor of your birthday, first of all, happy birthday. And secondly, congratulations on somehow making a living out of...
Up until now?
With a job that, it forces you to talk for hours,
oof,
despite being able to really put together a sentence.
Thank you. Oh, thank you.
I think it's an inspiration to a lot of people.
Well, being that it is my birthday, I don't feel I have to do the show today. I shouldn't have to work.
All right, folks. Take care.
Yeah. No,
down
no.
where it's wetter.
No. No. Come on back, CJ. Now, as you can see on the Facebook Live video feed,
I have another
today.
Party to get to.
No.
I just left a party to come here.
Today is a big party day, of course.
No, but another one of my best buddies has a birthday.
It might be a bed buddy, too. I'm not going to judge. But
No.
Little shout out to birthday Richie.
Yes. Blind gay Richie.
Is that the one smashing eggs on his head?
Yes, as he is sometimes known.
Ah.
He's a left-handed guitar player. We call him Blind Gay Richie.
And he's smashing eggs on his forehead for celebratory reasons.
I don't know why they were doing that, but I just left in the nick of time.
Okay. So you came here to celebrate
birthday. As much as this egg smashing looks fun, I got to go.
I don't have any egg smashing, party tricks that we're planning to do. Maybe a little pin the tail on the mermaid or something a little later on.
Balls on your forehead.
Huh. Is that what those are?
Oh, wait. That's a wrong show. Wrong show.
Wow.
Sorry.
Yeah. Jeez. What the hell?
Fins. Bubble Boy on his
Bubble Boy got it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. We have everybody logging in right now on Facebook Live and Zoom.
Bubble Boy zooming in from the wilds of Zimbabwe.
Is that what it is? All right. Let's go ahead and talk to him. Bring him into
there
the mix.
There you go.
Bubble Boy is here. What is going on?
Nice.
The Facebook Live video stream.
Blast from the past.
The good old days, man.
You were filling up the gas tank there, right?
I was filling up the gas tank.
Okay.
With unleaded.
That may be a felony.
There are things we can't talk about that you can only see on Facebook Live today, and we apologize in advance to those people who see them because they can't unsee them once they do. But the fact, if you're just listening to the radio, as you often do.
Can I just say, on behalf of everybody at Scuba Radio and everybody listening on Facebook Live, thank you for shaving that mustache off.
I don't have. I didn't shoot.
You're very welcome.
Oh, no, you're Bubble talking about Boy. Bubble Boy. Yeah.
He did. Oh, you look at.
Oh, look at him with the super racist background.
Wow. Yeah. Really.
That's awesome.
Wow. But look, his face is as smooth as a baby's butt.
Yeah.
And you know, and the thing that everybody today came in their
That's all, folks.
No, their birthday.
Glad that we're only filming from the counter up.
Right.
And Greg is 100% sober right now. Just imagine he gets a little liquor in.
Oh, yeah. Could happen.
You know, when you get to your 70s, you start missing words.
Yeah, okay.
70s. That ship has sailed, my friend.
I'll turn your mic off.
He wishes he was 70.
There, so, yeah, we
30 years ago.
Well, we got Bubble Boy. We got Jerry the Diver Guy. We got Casey the Tobacco Nut in the studio, who's usually connected via the web, but he's here in the flesh in his birthday suit.
Did you notice also Casey brought us some cigars?
He brought a gift. He came bearing gifts. God bless him.
And Scuba Radio cigars master.
We'll get to that.
Thank you. But what does Greg get?
The rapper.
Okay.
He gets happy birthday, dear Greggy.
Oh, Jesus.
All right, my God.
Happy birthday.
Just stop.
Marilyn Monroe.
Before it really goes totally
happy
down the
crapper. Happy birthday, you big sexy mangina, you.
Can you kill his microphone or what?
Happy birthday. No control over Jerry the
control.
Diver. Who's drunk? It's my birthday. I don't have to do anything today.
I'm halfway.
Jerry, you're losing votes. He's by halfway. The second.
Yeah. But Mermaid Kristen's here. Maybe she'll kind of offset this.
I just run her the hell out of there.
Yeah,
I'm not going to lie to you. Yeah. I've been talking to my sister, and so I was kind of listening.
Yeah,
that's
but only like
better.
Half listening.
That's God, good.
But happy birthday, Greg.
Well, thank you, Kristen.
That's better.
And I feel so much better.
Say hi.
Happy
birthday.
Oh, look at that. How nice of them.
When are we going to make her a mermaid?
She dives too, and she actually lives in Florida, so we need to get her diving more with us.
Absolutely. Yeah, maybe another mermaid recruit. Is that what you're doing with your sister?
No. She would never get in a mermaid.
She's not a mermaid.
That's okay. She doesn't need to.
I'm a land-loving.
Land-loving bubble watcher, right?
bubble watcher, sure.
Yeah. Okay, there's nothing wrong with that. Well, thank you for... taking care of Kristen. How's she looking in the flesh there? She I know she has her back brace on and all that kind of stuff. She look okay, sister to sister? Yeah.
Back brace gives her some structure.
Gives her a structure, okay. So she has
the bionic arm doing?
I don't have it on today.
Oh,
well, right now
that.
At least. I got a little hot. We went and got our nails done today.
Uh-huh.
So they made me sit outside and I got a little hot, so I took it off.
That must be an essential service.
Well, they actually opened up the non-essential stuff.
Yeah.
Only to, for like salons and restaurants, no recreation, anything, just like haircuts, dentists, things.
Right.
Like that.
You know, mermaids have to look good. And so they got to do what they got to do. It's funny, you know, CJ and didn't both you guys meet up at the salon before you came to the studio and had your nails?
Well, I could see why you would think that because I look so good, but well, I do my own styling.
Okay.
Wait. Easy.
I thought the last time I checked, their hair run from their face.
What is this? Like it or something from the Addams Family?
Is he trying out to be like a comedian or is he on Scuba Radio? I'm not sure.
Yeah, Barry the Buggers is writer. That's all I know. So
I lent him over to Jerry.
Yeah. All right. Well, Kristen, you got to run because you're doing family stuff today, which I understand.
Yeah, I just wanted to stop in and say happy birthday to you.
Well, that is very nice of you. I appreciate it.
Suck up.
And on cue, Vinny Two Tanks pops up on our video.
What's funny is the audio, you know, the exhale of the vape just causes the camera to go on him.
Yes.
That was amazing.
Well,
do that again.
No, he has to say something. Only we can see
Vinny,
this.
What up, Vinny?
That. Vinny Two Tanks.
Hey, how's it going?
So basically, Mermaid Kristen is tapping out. And Vinny Two Tanks is tapping in. So welcome to Sausage Fest Radio.
It's a hell of a trade, isn't it?
That's not even a fair trade.
Well, happy birthday.
Sorry, guys.
Yes, okay, Kristen. Thank you for the well wishes, and you have a great day, and
bye,
stay
Kristen.
Well, okay?
Bye, guys. Bye.
Goodbye, Kristen's bye. Sister. Bye.
Mermaid Kristen, you know, she has family in town, and she's in Virginia, right? Is that where it is, Jerry?
No, her family are in town. She's in Florida, and they came here.
No, but she lives. She's
let
up in
Let her
Virginia.
Answer.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Caitlin, her name is Caitlin.
Caitlin.
Hello, Caitlin.
She lives with our parents in Port St. Lucie.
Right. But oh, you're up in Virginia with her today, right?
I'm in Virginia. So she is up here actually because
she's the black sheep of the family.
Here still.
Yeah. Okay. She's up there. Why? Once again, Kristen?
Her fiance still lives here. So she didn't come to see me.
Oh.
Because I'm not the important one.
Oh, so she doesn't care about you. Understood. No. She just happened to be there.
I'm on the back. I'm the extra. You know, I'm the add-on.
You paid for her pedicure is what you said.
Okay, Vinny, you can come
back. No, she paid for mine.
Oh, she did. You at least got something out of her. Okay. Well, there you go.
I think it's well-deserved after the month I've had.
True. Yeah, but I was going to say, you know, for her to go up to there from Florida, I mean, right now it's beautiful here. It's like birthday weather. And what do you want to do for my birthday? You want to go diving?
Lies.
What is the ultimate
Let's
birthday
talk about
dive?
Diving.
We are. We're going to talk about the ultimate birthday dive today on the world's first radio show.
Bimini, shark diving. Let's
Devoting
go.
To dive. Well, there's more than those.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. It does happen to be my birthday. And thanks for joining the party, because if you weren't here, we wouldn't have a show today, because I figure I don't have to work on my birthday, do you?
Happy 69th.
Yeah, well, that's not accurate.
Am I off?
CJ's in the studio. Casey the tobacco nut is
higher
in the studio.
Higher or lower, Greg?
Lower than...
Higher.
Lower than 79?
Yeah.
Higher, higher.
I feel like we're on Price is Right.
Yeah. Do we get a prize?
No, you don't get a prize. Don't break stuff here, Casey.
Higher.
What is wrong with you?
God. Don't break stuff.
This
Damn
is why
it,
we
Casey.
Don't allow him in the studio generally.
Now he's lost his headphones.
Yeah.
Do we get to guess by your hair color?
Yeah,
up.
Yeah, yeah. Well, okay. So Casey is in the studio. Yeah, get the mic set how you like it.
Trying.
Just angle it there.
Me.
Yeah. Okay. And now angle the mic towards your mouth.
Tried that.
As
it
opposed to
me.
That other orifice.
Okay. Attacked me.
All right.
Well, as big as his mouth is, that won't be hard to do.
Okay, look.
Oh, you just wait till you get down here, Virginia.
But we love you.
Is that your pet name for Jerry the Diver Guy, Virginia?
Virgie. Uh-oh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. Okay. Look, Casey. Virg told not to say nothing.
Okay. You can't do anything about it, though, Jerry. You're connected via Zoom.
You sons of bitches.
Yeah, I know where he lives.
You well, sons of bitches.
You're in the mountains of Virginia. You have no control over what Casey
Craig, do you want your present?
Quiet. Quit talking. We got to bring in Walt DeMartini in real quick first, though, because Captain Walt is checking in from the Gomez Hilton, and that's where the Greg the Dive Master after birthday party is happening.
After
today.
Birth?
No.
Day.
I don't know. Is it, you know. What's happening at the Gomez Hilton today there,
well,
Walt?
Well, we're cleaning up to prepare the Hilton for you, buddy, for your arrival, and the festivities will begin.
They're spraying alcohol all over the the chairs and bars and everything.
I thought that meant he was kicking out all the topless girls.
Mm. They always have alcohol at the
That's how they sanitize the place, Barry, you know.
They sanitize the inside and outside.
They're shaking
alcohol.
Up beers and spraying them all over. That's how they sanitize the Gomez Hilton.
It's like when you win the World Series.
Moonshine for that.
Right. Yeah, whatever works. All right. Well, look, before we get to the virtual gifts that I know the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad has brought to the table today for my birthday, let's start in the studio with Casey the Tobacco Nut. And being he is a tobacco nut, hey, have you already showed CJ what you brought in?
Yes, I brought you Scuba Radio cigars.
Whoop, whoop.
Special for you from the hand rolled on the thighs of mermaids.
Whoa, wow.
That's why they're sticky.
And a four-pack of Jose Cuervo.
Oh, it's the mucous membrane.
Smoke them if you got them.
That makes them sticky. But it also keeps
Doesn't Casey lick each one?
No.
Oh.
No. No.
Please, God, no.
All right.
Wait a minute, Greg. Where is the studio feed? All I see is I'm old Greg.
Yeah, who cares? Who cares what you see? We're not talking to you. Just be
Are
quiet.
You on Facebook Live?
You that talk hurts. When you're talking. Spoken to. That we're hurts. Talking about free cigars right now.
Jerry's got AOL. You'll have to excuse him.
All right. So, yeah, whoever put up that old Greg says I'm old.
I'm old. Well, that's accurate.
Right. It does say that.
On Facebook Live.
Greg, it's good to, be honest with yourself.
All right, but I want a cigar. These are specially hand-rolled mermaid cigars from Casey the Tobacco Nut, and they were they had been stored in a humidor at the bottom of the sea of Davy Jones' locker. Is that kind of how it works there?
From the monkeys? That's how it works, keeping them gently moist.
Whoa. And look at that. They say Scuba Radio on them. How awesome is that, man?
He stored them in his armpits.
Sucking on air.
That is thank you, Casey. That's very nice of you. And you brought enough for me and CJ.
Yes.
So literally everybody else connected via Zoom today can suck it.
Suck it, loser squad.
All you who are not here in the studio.
Glad I'm not you.
Suck it, losers. Yeah.
All right. So we're not diving today, so we can smoke them. After the show or during the show. And CJ, you brought something too. Might as well get it out of the way.
Of course I did.
Hey, Greg, we got a movie star here.
He only turned 73 once.
Yeah. Hey, something's on. He's doing the new math. Oh, there's a card. Okay, just quiet, Barry. Gee whiz. Hold your horses.
Okay, Barry, you got a
card. I got a card. Well, what's your favorite birthday dive? That's what we got to talk about.
Read it.
He's laughing. I haven't even read it yet. It says, you didn't choose.
Hold it further away.
It says, you didn't choose the stud life. Okay, you didn't choose the stud life. Who is that?
That's you.
That's not me.
That looks exactly like
I think that might be you. The stud life chose you. Yeah, he's old Greg. He's nearly CJ. Says it right there.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, and then you have something.
I love the rapping, CJ.
Entertainment store.
Hey now, hey, it's
black bag.
Black bag.
He's got a blue ball.
My favorite Papa Lord.
But read what kind. It's a special kind.
Oh yes, this is the best. This is the Spanish Sherry Casts. This is the awesome stuff.
He can't even speak. He likes it so much.
Yeah. No, this is good. When I was down in Key West on my last adventure down in there in the Keys, I picked up a bottle of this that they bottle actually in Key West. This probably wasn't bottled in Key West. I don't know. Was it?
I think they have to be
bottled
in Key West.
I can't say.
You know what?
Only get it in Key
West. Let's just put it this way. I did purchase it in Florida.
Yes.
Say it on the bottle.
Well, yeah,
it probably in Lakeland.
Yeah, oh, yeah, exactly. Bottled in Lakeland, probably, but that's fine. It's still the same stuff.
A small amount in Key West.
Our rum connoisseur has joined us. Obviously, that is Brittany, Brittany the Aqua Gypsy. She is with us now, and she chimed in at the proper time because she is a rum connoisseur, and God bless her for joining us on our birthday.
There goes your sausage party.
Yeah.
We got the finest Papa French Pilar. Rums that's grown in the bottle.
Yeah, we got Papa Pilar's and we got Scuba Radio cigars. We are living large.
He doesn't do anything.
Hey, was that the Drunken Sailor?
I don't know what that was.
I thought I heard the Drunken Sailor there for a second.
Maybe we can get him to show up.
Maybe we got more.
Greg, I got you something.
Really? What'd you get, Bubble Boy? What is it? Look at that. Oh, he's
looking.
I got you this red swing line stapler.
How about that?
It's superior to the Stanley Bostitch.
Does it have a red stripe on it for divers?
No, just red, traditional swing line.
Yeah, you could have just put a piece of white tape on it.
So now you can affix papers together.
Yeah.
Without a paper clip.
Awesome.
Underwater.
And then drench them with classic margarita mix from Jose Cuervo, thanks to Casey the Tobacco Nut. All right, so we're going to be seriously blasted by the end of the show today. It's Scuba Radio Happy Hour here, evidently on my birthday. But we are going to talk about diving, I swear. What is the best birthday dive? If you were going to go diving today, where would we go? What would we want to see? I want to hear from you because it's my birthday and I don't want to work. So you need to tell us. 888-88-SCUBA. More coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
All right, Crockett's dialed up 888-88-SCUBA. You are on the air. How you doing there, Crockett? What's going on?
How you doing, Greg? Happy birthday, by the way, while we're at it.
Well, thank you. I'm feeling pretty good. How about you?
Oh, pretty good. I got a pretty good suggestion for a birthday present for you.
Yeah, a birthday present or a birthday dive?
Birthday dive, is a present.
All right, exactly. So what is your suggestion?
Southern Leyte, Philippines, multiple whale sharks, three or more.
Ooh. I'm liking the sound of that.
Whale sharks would be nice.
Yeah, that'd be pretty nice on your birthday. You've done that, I assume, a few times?
Yes, I did it. I did it last year. I visited a buddy that lives on the island there.
Yeah. Do you feel it's necessary to dive in your birthday suit on your birthday?
No, that brings flashbacks back. We talked about this years ago.
It paints images in your mind that you'd prefer not to be painted.
Yeah, we got in the water, and as we were approaching, one of the divers got into his birthday suit and started swimming towards us, and that left an indelible mark on my brain for the rest of my life.
Huh.
That's not the Easter eel,
you think?
No, not the Easter eel.
God help you if you see a turtle. That turtle's like the hot dogs.
Yeah, turtle head poking out.
Yeah.
Good heaven.
All right. Well, thanks for that, Crockett. I appreciate it. And you stay well, my friend. Okay?
Our best to Tubbs.
You too.
All right. There you go. Yeah. See, Tubbs and Crockett. Yeah, he's a regular. He hangs out on Facebook Live and makes a comment or two. And, you know, chats with the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad as well during the commercial breaks. All right. So now Brittany, the Aqua Gypsy, is with us. Now, I see her. She's in a robe. Are you in your birthday suit? Are you celebrating accordingly like we planned in the pre-show meeting?
I'm in a bikini.
Okay, that works.
Damn it.
So, all right.
What do you mean, damn it?
We're trying to keep it PC here, Greg.
Yes, as we as
why?
As we do.
Way too PC. She's
the only one that that would actually, you know, people would be like, okay.
Brittany, just make an old man happy. Just tell him yes.
Who? No, who are we talking about?
You. Me. No.
That just don't sound right.
No, that's
heart may give out.
Yes, okay. More coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Old Greg, he's a scaly manfish.
He is Greg the Dive Master.
What you doing in my waters?
The show is a disaster.
I got something to show you.
He's Greg the Dive Master.
Hi there.
Master. Dive Master. Dive Master. Dive Master.
Oh. I'm old Greg. Pleased to meet you.
I'm Nart. Hello, fishies.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am old Greg the Dive Master officially today. Yes, I am 57. Just to set the record straight, because everybody's throwing out all these crazy numbers. I know I don't look like a day over 39, but
Greg,
whatever.
Greg, you don't have to artificially, you know, chop years off
your
age.
Yeah, whatever. I'm old Greg.
People like you regardless.
I'm old Greg! Yeah, anyway.
You're 60.
But thank you for all the birthday wishes on Facebook Live, I mean, it is, honestly, I kid, we joke around so much on the show, but I do. I appreciate it. It's nice.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I know I said on Facebook that you're like a second father to me.
Yeah, that was really something.
But really,
were you beaten as a child?
That's not it at all.
Oh, okay.
Really, really, you're more like a great, great uncle.
Oh, okay.
Did you eat paint chips as a child?
Paint chips, yes. That would explain something. Oh, golly. All right. So, look, we have Casey the Tobacco Nut and CJ in the studio and the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad connected via the web. That includes Bubble Boy, Barry the Bugger, Vinny Two Banks, Captain Walt DeMartini, and, of course, the Aqua Gypsy, Brittany. So, Brittany, let me go to you first. Now, let's switch roles. Let's assume that it's your birthday. You're down there in Naples. You've been doing some diving, I know, and we're going to talk about that at some point. But if it was your birthday and you wanted to go diving on your birthday, where would you want to go? What would be the ultimate birthday dive for you, you think?
Oh, I would probably go see Captain Jeff at South Florida Diving Headquarters, and I would book a room at the Gomez Hilton. That's probably what I would do.
Good point.
Solid.
If I can't go on a plane, right. I can't travel. I can't go to the Bahamas. It's closed down. I'm in quarantine.
Okay. Understood. Yeah. Under the current circumstances, she'd limit herself to Florida diving. She's in Naples and could zip over to the east coast of Florida, do some diving there in Pompano Beach, which has just opened up. Small groups. They can do like 8 divers, 2 crew, and go out there and see what's up. I think that's a great idea. Would you do anything special other than in the dive? You wouldn't do this whole birthday suit thing, because that is a thing I hear divers have spoken about, that they on their birthday, or it's also said that on your 100th dive.
Yes, on your 100th dive.
Yeah, you're supposed to do it naked.
Personally, I didn't do it on my 100th dive, but right. I have been diving with someone on their 100th dive.
Yeah.
Who on the ride out wore a loincloth thing, and then went. It was a guy.
Yeah.
But did end up going diving on his 100th dive in his birthday suit.
That's so cool. You got to dive with Ted Nugent?
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, he does that, doesn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, so when you dove with him on that special dive, were you kind of like a watch out? You know, like,
I was trying to attract some more eels.
Of course you were.
She was squinting.
Wasn't that close of a friend, evidently.
He wasn't driving his Ferrari, was he?
Mm. And clearly the water was cold.
Ah, okay. I'm sure.
Were there jellyfish?
I'm not sure, but I just know that the water was cold.
Okay. All right.
I don't think I'd want to swim dragging a lure with me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like you'd have that problem. So anyway, here's the thing. You know, it's one of those things you hear about, And I'll honestly say I've never witnessed it, thank God. I've only heard people talk about it. And if they were going to do it, I'd probably make a special effort to be away from them for sure. I wouldn't want to just casually, you know, be swimming along on my dive and all of a sudden go, oh, they don't got no clothes on. You know, I don't think that.
Can I offer a follow-up question?
Sure.
Brittany?
Yes.
Would you, on your, all right, so you've had your 100th dive. When you hit your 200th, would you consider holding a ballyhoo between your butt cheeks?
Huh.
That could be. Maybe on my 1,000th.
And you're probably at about like 989 now. Come on.
I'm up there,
coming up. Could be a new tradition.
I can't remember my 100th or my 1,000th.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's probably a good thing.
No one asked you.
Yeah. Well, if he did either one of those things, whether it was dive naked or put a ballyhoo over
his butt. I just had this conversation. Actually, let's have this conversation about the number of dives, because in my opinion, I think people inflate, and obviously this is a male dominant sport, so this may be why they inflate their numbers. But but I think a lot of people inflate how many dives they've actually been on.
Really? I honestly don't know, because I never log anything.
Well,
right, so they just throw an arbitrary number out there.
My OCD tells me I log every dive, so I know exactly how many.
Yeah,
dives.
Yeah, so how many is
nobody
that?
Nobody cares.
How it's many like is that, liar?
If I get my logbook out, I could tell you.
Oh, you okay. Like, no? Get your log. Go ahead.
We don't want to put you in any trouble,
Mr. Perfect.
Don't go to any trouble, Barry.
The IRS is going to come and get you.
All right. Okay. So you have, you know, the number of dives.
Barry has probably had well over 13 dives.
Yeah. I just like, I'll put like 500 plus when I have a form.
I believe that.
Yeah. Well, I have way more than that. I know for sure. I mean, hell, I'm a platinum diver.
I mean, for
5,000. Greg, there's only one thing really important.
What's that?
The number of assets have to equal the number of descents.
Did he say the number of asses have to create?
Ascents.
Oh, ascents.
Ascents.
I'm older now. I can't hear.
He's right.
This is true.
Right. Very important.
Cool. As a scuba instructor, I will concur.
That's probably the number ridiculous. One thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I agree. I think that is important. Now, what about you, CJ? I mean, a birthday dive? Do you have something that you would
I
like,
know what I
want to
say, but it's going to be the same as Casey, so I probably have to switch it up.
Well, switch it up.
Because I wanted to
say, he already said it, which was a tiger shark dive in the Bahamas, right?
Okay.
So you could do the hammerhead.
I was going to say Bimini hammerheads.
Oh, the hammerheads. I'm
sorry. You do the hammerheads, and we'll get back on the boat, do the tiger sharks.
Major bucket list. I want to do the Bimini hammerheads, for
sure.
Okay.
So you'd want to do that on your birthday.
Hell yeah.
All right. I see.
And that's July 1st, by the way. It's coming up.
Okay,
so we can
and they may have lifted,
but I don't know if that's
banned by then.
But I don't know if that's the season or what.
That is out of season.
That is out of season.
Yeah, I thought so.
That doesn't mean you wouldn't see one, though. You could potentially still see.
Maybe if I put a ballyhoo in my butt cheek.
Well, now is the season the same for tiger sharks and hammerheads?
No.
Are those two different seasons?
No,
two different seasons.
Are they? Are you sure about that?
If you jump it, they're both
the sharks and the jets don't like to mix.
Yeah,
okay. The tiger sharks.
All right, quiet. Hold it. Hold it. Jerry, the diver guy, you got the floor. Go.
I think if memory serves correctly, tiger sharks kind of start in close to the end of hammerheads.
Hmm.
And when is that, Jerry, since your memory's so good?
Well, hammerheads run from November up till April, and it seems like tigers are starting around March.
They say tigers.
I cannot remember when they
tigers.
People that spray paint buildings.
Oh. The number is 225.
225 dives for Barry DeMurgan.
So
nobody cares.
So Barry is still a beginning diver.
No, actually, I'm an advanced master scuba diver.
Real? Yeah,
according
advanced says, osteoporosis?
No, it's called master scuba diver.
Card says.
He's also quite the fisherman.
Is he?
He's also a masturbator.
Huh? Ooh. Well.
Ooh.
Specializes with ballyhoo.
Have you been reading his logbook?
No.
Oh, look, he has a plastic
master
card.
Scuba look at diver.
That. Okay, he's showing everybody on Facebook Live.
The highest level that you can go on the non-professional level.
That's correct. I didn't feel like paying for insurance every year.
Yeah, I would show everybody my instructor card, but it makes me look like about a 15-year-old kid.
Really? It's a
it was, picture was taken a very long time ago.
Huh.
It broke the camera.
Okay.
That's the enriched air, just in case.
Yeah.
Is that Sanskrit?
Could be. I think it's a wall painting.
It's on a scroll.
It's on a cave in a wall. All right. Casey wants to do the hammerheads, and you want to do the hammerheads. He'll do the tiger sharks. Is that what you guys decided?
Yes, mix we're going to go over there and make one long dive vacation, and all of Scuba Radio may join us.
Okay. Well, yeah, because we don't want to. You don't want to cross the lines with doing the same birthday.
No, we're
going to
do it as a birthday party, and we want lots of people buying us drinks.
Oh, yeah, when is your birthday?
Is it outside of
December?
Okay, it's smack dab in the middle of Hammerhead season.
Perfect.
That is true.
And we need lots of people buying us birthday drinks.
Well, we got some here that we've already cracked open a little bit. So the party will continue next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save a St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi, this is Garbus.
Beep, 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 yeah.
I will be your taxi driver on the island of Saba. Till I see you on the island of women, please keep listening to Scuba Radio. Now here's the guy. I've taken around the island many times. Greg the Dive Master. He is a sexy man.
I don't know why they're laughing. But this is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. It happens to be my birthday today. Garvis, the cab driver there in Saba, I can't wait to get back there. I had a little webinar with our friends from Explore Ventures on Thursday afternoon. We did a little happy hour event with them, went really well. And, you know, Saba, St. Kitts, that itinerary is where Explore Ventures started. If you go to exploreventures.com or join them on their Facebook page, you can watch the webinar that I did with the big kahuna from Explore Ventures, Clay McArdle and Peter Hughes, who was, you know, one of the pioneers of liveaboard diving. Great stuff. All right, let's go to the phones real quick. 888-88-SCUBA. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this? Welcome.
Happy birthday, son of a bitch.
It's the drunken sailor, sounds like.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Yeah. Well, thank you. All right.
And many more.
Well, thank you. That is that's nice. I'm glad you're on the phone and not in the studio, though, drunken sailor. But, you know, you know, if it was your birthday and you were able to go diving, which I don't think there's any chance of that ever happening because you're always sloshed all the time.
It's not my birthday. It's your birthday.
Well, that is correct. But I'm saying if it was your birthday and you were going to go dive on your birthday, where would you go? What would you do? What do you think? Yeah. What the heck is that?
That's a tough one. I have to say probably at your mom's house.
That is not appropriate.
I'm kidding.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
Okay.
I'm just a birthday joke.
Yeah. It's really funny. Really funny.
No, listen. Am I on the air?
You are on the air still. I can't believe it, but you are, yes.
Okay. So, but I'm going diving on my birthday. Where would I want to go?
Yes, where would you go?
Well, probably my favorite dive is in Captain Walt's hot tub.
Yeah.
Diving with the ladies.
Diving with the ladies. Doing a little hot tub diving at the Gomez Hilton.
What you do is you go down and you go, "Hello, nice ladies."
You say that? Oh, God, help them.
And then, we call it?
What do you mean? Is that what you call it? What do you say?
You know what we call it?
Oh, what do you call it? Yes.
We call it bobbing for boobies.
Okay, that's enough out of you. Just hang up on them, Casey.
Okay.
Why? I thought you were screening the calls. What the hell?
Well, I don't know how to screen. Yeah, obviously.
Casey can't handle the microphone. How is he going to screen
calls? He thought you said screen, Greg.
Okay. All right. Well, we apologize for that. But
and he started out well enough with the happy birthday part.
Yeah,
that
he
was
did.
Okay.
Yeah, and yeah, I guess it wasn't a total loss.
And then suddenly he took that left turn and was...
Yeah.
It was downhill from there.
Yeah, well, true. I mean, Jerry the Diver guy's probably done one of those hot tub dives at the Gomez Hilton, I'm guessing. Have you?
I have been in the hot tub.
You have been in the hot tub.
I will leave it at that.
Well,
it took a week to disinfect it.
It's kind of like Las Vegas. Whatever happens in Las Vegas stays in Las Vegas.
No, that's not accurate at all. It's all on film.
Greg, yeah. I don't know going on. Drunken Sailor's texting me.
He's drunk. Wait. The drunken sailor is texting.
Did you give him? How did he get my number?
He's sexting you.
Casey doesn't know how to screen the phone call, so he might have screwed up.
He's texting me. He's pissed off. He says you hung up on him.
Oh yeah, that's how it usually ends on every phone call.
Actually, I pushed the button.
Also, he wanted me to give you this message.
What's that?
Not sure what that pertains to.
I think it's code.
His motorboat trying to go slow.
That's basically him in the hot tub at the Gomez Hill.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, we could leave him with a little message. Walt, could you refresh us on the rules of the hot tub at the Gomez Hill?
Yeah, what are the rules there?
Mainly refresh.
I know the rules. The rules are two women to every dude.
Is that what it is, Captain Walt?
No, it's the high turbulent confined water. Portion of the hot tub are restricted to 5 rules.
Yeah.
No farting.
Okay. Don't want that.
Peeing.
I don't want that either.
No non-alcoholic beverages. You got to be drinking alcohol.
Okay.
Check.
All right.
And
that's just common sense. Yeah.
No tops.
No tops. Okay.
How do you know if someone's farted in a hot tub with bubbles?
You can smell it.
Oh. The propane.
So you have must
More
have like a lat.
Fire.
You have a flame. You have a flame around the water at all times.
Smoke on the water is a bad sign. Yeah.
Of all the rules, Barry's worried about the farting one.
I'm trying to figure out how to break it.
Okay. Barry has not been in the Gomez Hilton hot tub.
So who else wants to go diving on their birthday?
Everywhere except the hot tub of the Gomez Hilton.
With Barry.
So, Greg, listen to this.
I'm listening.
CJ's birthday is on July 1st.
Correct.
My birthday is on July 16th.
Yeah.
Jerry the Diver Guy's birthday is on July 31st.
Ooh.
So we're going to have something happen.
That's
in
a good month.
That's yeah. It's a, yeah, there's a lot of freakiness going on that month. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Isn't that Bugfest time?
Bugfest has been canceled.
Oh.
Bugfest at Lauderdale by the Sea.
Buzzkill.
No, yeah. Say it isn't true.
Yeah, yeah. They made an announcement this week.
They were afraid the bugs are going to
get. But Drugfest is going strong.
Really okay,
there could
again.
Be that. But yeah, Bugfest at Lauderdale by the Sea evidently has been canceled for this year. I hate to pass that along and being the bearer of bad news, but you know, maybe they'll resurrect it. Who knows? Things could get better in the next week or two. And it's my birthday. Maybe I can call them and
put in a request. Still go down and do it.
Yes, we can still go bugging. They can't keep us from having our own little festive time with the lobsters. All right, look, hour two is on deck. Scuba Radio Birthday Day is continuing. Stick around. We got more coming up. That's why it's hot underwater. Yeah, we
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.